Hello everyone, what's going on? I hope you're well. Welcome to this bonus episode of I Give That 10 Minutes, Dad and Lad 2. Since the popularity last year, where my son Jack came on and we had a mini episode, he asked to come back on and wanted to talk about something he's very passionate about, which is Lego, the iconic toy franchise that has taken over the world, and everybody at some point in their lives has used Lego, played with it, and appreciated it. And my boy Jack has definitely become a massive fan of Lego, as we'll find out. But first of all, let's get him on the show. So please give a big warm welcome to my very own Jackie boy. Hello.
Hello. It's been almost a year since we've done the last podcast, and I'm really excited to do this one.
Well, I'm really glad you're here, especially because you're my boy as well. It's nice to have a bit of a family podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, as I've said, we're going to be talking about Lego. Now, you are a fan of Lego, to say the least, aren't you, Jackie boy?
I've got loads of sets, but yes, I am a really big fan.
Now, I think the first experience you had with Lego were probably just a couple of basic toy sets. But then you got into the video game, a certain video game by the name of Lego City Undercover, which you've been playing on your Wii U, your Nintendo Wii U.
My Nintendo Wii U. I've completed all 15 chapters and now I just need to unlock a few more disguises.
Okay, so what is it about the game that you love so much?
It's just having to go on loads of missions and arrest the robbers. It's just the best thing about it.
Is it just about being a cop chasing the robbers, or is it about the Lego aspect of it as well?
It's the Lego aspect, and on chapter 5 you go undercover.
You go undercover?
Undercover.
Ooh, now, this game features a character by the name of
Chase McCain.
Chase McCain. Most of the characters in this Lego game have strange kind of names. Who's your favourite?
Well, my favourite is a police officer that's always doing things wrong. He's quite silly, and he's called Frank Honey.
Nice name. Now, there's been other games that you've played, other Lego games. We've got quite a collection at home.
Yeah.
You've played Lego Avengers, Lego Marvel Heroes, Lego Batman. Is there a specific Lego game that you like other than Lego City Undercover?
Yes. My favourite Lego game other than Lego City Undercover is Lego Marvel Heroes.
Okay, is that because you like to play as different superheroes?
Yeah, especially Spider-Man.
Is he your favourite?
Yeah.
Why Spider-Man?
Because he got bitten by a spider.
Yeah.
And then he has the powers to shoot webs and defeat all different kinds of bad guys, such as Venom and Lizard.
To be fair, Spider-Man has got a lot of bad guys that he has to deal with.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to see it on the Lego games because not only are you playing as your favourite heroes, but you do get to play with Lego in the game and build things. And that's what Lego's all about, isn't it? Building. You've started investing in Lego vehicle sets.
Yeah.
You seem to have a big enjoyment and love for lots of different Lego vehicles. What is, at the moment, your favourite set of Lego vehicles?
Favourite set is the tuning one I have because it's got like loads of vehicles.
Loads of vehicles?
Loads of vehicles.
Could you name some of them?
They don't have names. They're just like really cool looking.
And that's what it's about with you, is that the Lego vehicles have to look cool.
In my opinion, they do have to look cool.
One of our favourite vehicles in the collection you've got, for me especially, is the Lego Batmobile.
Yeah.
I love that vehicle so much.
And that wasn't my build, it was Charlie.
I know. Jack's younger brother. However, we've got a big appreciation for it, haven't we? Because we love superheroes, like you mentioned. And everybody knows this by now, but I love Batman.
You do love Batman.
I do, don't I? You think I'm a bit obsessed?
Well, you've got Batman on the wall there, so I think you're a bit obsessed.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't see everybody, but I do have a lot of Batman collectibles, Batman figurines, Batman figures, Batman toys, Batman vehicles. There's quite a collection. I'm even currently wearing Batman pyjamas while we record this as well. So I think I'm a bit obsessed with the Bat, aren't I?
Yeah.
So Lego for you, very enjoyable.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, the reason you wanted to come on is because we had such a fun time on the last episode that we did, that you wanted to come on again and get involved in what Daddy gets up to.
Yeah.
But because it's Lego, we can talk about all the things that you like about it so much.
Yeah.
Now, I know you've been getting Lego vehicles, Lego cars, Lego motorbikes and so on, but we need to kind of get you to experience like just plain Lego.
Just like plain Lego bricks to build whatever I like.
Exactly, because we want you to build more things with your imagination, and you do have quite a good imagination. You can think of different scenes and things that these vehicles and characters can play in. But when you've got your own Lego bricks, you can build extra buildings, extra things for them to interact with, things for them to crash into.
You could even make a fun fair. of just Lego bricks.
A fun fair.
Well, if we've got enough, we might be able to make like one of those spinny wheel things when you sit in like one of those seats.
Or like the big Ferris wheel.
Yeah, like a big Ferris wheel and the bounty castle and all that type of stuff that you see in a fair.
Do you think that's something that you'd like to make, a big fun fair made out of Lego?
It would be cool if there was a fun fair set, and I would love to make it.
Well, who knows? I mean, I don't know if there is a fun fair set of Lego out there, but I'm sure we can search for it and find it and make your collection even bigger.
Yeah.
Because you do love Lego. I think you've become a bit of an obsessive about Lego, like I have about Batman.
And in school today, I said to my friend Orion, I want to be a Lego person for a day.
What, so you'd be made out of Lego?
Yeah. I love Lego so much, I just want to be Lego. And then when I come home, I could just take somebody's cars and drive it.
So you want to take somebody's car, like a thief, like a Lego thief?
That's what people do. They mix, like, say, if a woman was in a green car and they've got a man, they might take the woman out and put the man in. It's like swapping Lego figures in cars.
Yeah, I suppose so. I especially like when you can take the Lego apart and rebuild it and make it something completely different.
And that's when the 3-in-1 Lego sets come.
Yeah.
Like, I've built a treehouse and it can also turn into a plane.
Okay.
So if we had all the pieces, we could take it all apart and get the plane instructions and build the plane with the lion.
See, that's amazing. Again, you can take your Lego apart and rebuild it using simply what's in your mind. You can make anything you want, and it doesn't have to be based on the instructions. That's what's so good about Lego, is that you can make anything that comes to your imagination. Mm-hmm. What I want to get onto is something else to do with Lego, but it's also to do with video games.
Yeah.
And this is because you've recently started to become a massive fan of the Lego Super Mario sets.
Yes.
Now, it was... Was it your birthday last year or the Christmas previous year that you and Charlie both got Lego Mario?
Lego Mario. That was Christmas 2020.
And then it was announced during last year that there was going to be a Lego Luigi.
Which came out 1st of August.
That's correct, yes. So you've now got both Mario and Luigi Lego sets.
Yes.
And all the additional characters and worlds that they can play in.
And a few expansion sets to add on.
Now these sets, listeners, by the way, aren't still intact. The thing with Jack is that he likes to change things, so although he builds a set, and he builds them really well, he does get bored quite quickly and wants to change them to be something else, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing, because like we've said, you can change Lego and make it different if you want to.
And that's why, with Lego, you can just use your imagination and build anything you want to. Anything.
Exactly. As long as you've got the pieces in front of you and you can imagine what something's going to look like, you can build it.
Like, for example, if I had enough pieces to build the Empire State Building, I might build the Empire State Building out of Lego.
Ooh, that'd be quite a build, that wouldn't it? Be quite a tall building.
If that was in a Lego set, I would be screaming and begging you to get it for me.
I mean, I'm sure out there is the means to build an Empire State Building. So I'm sure we can try and get you that particular set if you want to have an Empire State Building.
And with Lego, there's like loads of sets and it's like never ending. Like if we've got all the sets, they've just had a new one and then a new one and keep going on and on and on. Just adding new Lego sets all year round.
Do you think you're ever going to get bored with Lego?
Lego? Hmm? Of course not. Lego's my favourite thing to build.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm sure there's more sets that we're planning on getting. We're not going to stop at just vehicles and Mario World sets. We're going to look at getting you, like we said, Lego bricks so you can build your own things, or building sets, or maybe some sort of roadwork sets, or houses, townhouses, big garages, whatever it might be. So we can house all these lovely vehicles that you've built, because you've got like police cars and fire engines, planes, tractors, the Batmobile, like we mentioned, motorbikes, jet skis. There's a whole array of vehicles that you've got. So maybe if we had some kind of big, like, Lego garage or building to park them into, it would be cool.
And we've got loads of Lego sets, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a favourite Lego set.
What is it?
And that favourite Lego set is the police chase with the drill robber car.
See, I do like that one. Is that the one where the back of the vehicle comes off?
You mean the one with the helicopter?
No, you've got like a police van, and doesn't the back come off like a jail or something?
Not that one.
Oh, is it a different set?
With like the robber that has the drill at the front of the car.
Ah, and it's like an underground driller. I'm with you.
It's my favourite set.
Wow, what is it about that set that makes it your favourite?
So it's like if the police was trying to chase the robber could just say, "See you to the police," and drill a big hole in the house.
Hey everyone, do you like original takes on your favourite movies, TV shows and more? I certainly do. Why not head over to stuffofkings.co.uk? Hailing from Liverpool, England, the mighty Stuff of Kings brings you a great selection of pin badges, art prints and more. There's something for everybody. Find them on the socials at Stuff of Kings. Use the exclusive code DAVIA10 over at stuffofkings.co.uk. That's DAVIA10 to receive a special discount. You'd be mad not to. For me, at the moment, it's all about the games. Now, like we've mentioned earlier, you like to play Lego City Undercover. And I like playing like the likes of Lego Avengers or Lego Lord of the Rings or Lego Batman or something like that.
Maybe Lego Star Wars.
I've got Lego Star Wars as well, yeah. They're fun for me to play. Although I'm not as inventive as you are with actual Lego. I do like playing the games, especially the Star Wars ones, because, you know, Daddy's a big fan of Star Wars as well.
And that's Star Wars 2 Trilogy, I think it's called.
Trilogy,
yeah.
You were close with Trilogy, it was close.
That's a really cool game, and me and Charlie had to team up to face all the stormtroopers that just came whizzing in through the back.
That's what I mean about teamwork. You and Charlie are good at teaming up, especially on games. Although you know a bit more than Charlie does, it's nice that you two team up, especially when you've got stormtroopers to deal with.
Stormtroopers with... I think lightsabers.
Stormtroopers with lightsabers?
Stormtroopers, it was only me and Charlie defeating like 6 stormtroopers, and we defeat them all in like something 5 seconds, 6.
Wow.
And like I said, Lego is just, every day I think about Lego and just want to play with it.
It's really good that you found something that you're really passionate about. Yeah. You play with a lot of different toys and you know, you draw, you read, you make things, you do things, but Lego for me is the thing that is the best toy you've had, because like you said, you can make anything you want, and yes, you do get instructions on how to build a certain thing, like a vehicle or a person or a building.
And I do play with Hot Wheels sometimes.
You do. You're the one that's got me into Hot Wheels, so I'm collecting my Hot Wheels because you're such a fan of them.
Yeah.
So I see you playing with them and having fun with them, and that's what got me to start my collection.
With Star Wars cars, Scooby-Doo ones, Batman ones. But your most favourite ones to collect are, like, Batman ones because...
Because?
Like Daddy said, he's a big fan of Batman.
He is. I am. I've always been a big fan of Batman. But mostly with these Hot Wheels, it's Hot Wheels, Batmobile specifically, and, well, Bat vehicles. There's a few variants on there.
A Ninja Turtle van, that's my favourite out of your
collection. I do have a Ninja Turtle van.
That's my favourite out of your collection.
I think you've got one that's open, though, because, you know, I won't allow you to open my ones. They stay sealed, don't they? But I think you have got one.
We've got the Ninja Turtle van, and we've got that blue Ford there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we just haven't got the rest, and... I have got another favourite from your collection. It's not just the Ninja Turtle van, it's the Back to the Future car as well.
Yeah, I love the Back to the Future car. It's the DeLorean in flight mode, as seen in Back to the Future 2. It's a nice car, a nice model. I won't open it. Most of my vehicles are on a cork board pinned and never opened because that's how I'm collecting them. But yeah, sort of deviated slightly from the Batmobile obsession to get other iconic vehicles from film and TV and so on. We are deviating away from our main topic, which is, of course, Lego.
Lego.
Now, are there any sets that are coming out that you're interested in?
There's one set me and Charlie are interested in, and that is the new Lego Sonic set, which is out now.
And is it just Sonic on his own, or is it a world or a level?
Like, so, Sonic, a few rings, like, you know, the spinny thing that he runs on that makes him go in a circle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That, and are you ready for the best part about it?
Go on.
All 8 Chaos Emeralds.
Whoa. 8 Chaos Emeralds. Everyone knows that Sonic collects these, helps give him power and stuff, and they're putting it onto a Lego set. It's not... I don't think it's going to be in the same way as Lego Mario. I don't think you can use them to, like, jump on coins and stuff like that.
It's not like that. It's just, like, a normal Lego figure, but Sonic, and then he can just... So, on the game... So, I've got a 3DS, as you know.
Yeah.
With Sonic Generations.
Yeah.
It's always on the first Green Hill Zone when I try to catch the Green Chaos Emerald. It always runs away. And I can't get it.
I think this new Lego Sonic collection, or set, I should say, it's Green Hill Zone, isn't it?
You've got
the kind of the crab baddie, you've got the different coloured bricks, you've got that loop that you mentioned. And is there some rings on it for him to collect as well?
Some rings, about 3 rings. And it doesn't have Dr. Eggman, but...
It doesn't have Dr. Eggman, but
it would be cool if it did have Dr. Eggman for Sonic to fight.
Well, yeah, every good guy needs a bad guy to fight, and Eggman, or Dr. Robotnik, depending on which version you want to talk about, needs
one.
To be on it. The fat one.
The fat one.
The fat one.
The fat one.
So Sonic's a good set to look forward to then. I'm a big fan of the vehicles. I prefer all that to your cars and your bikes and planes and stuff. You recently got a really cool tractor.
Yes.
And I'm only a big fan of that because I've started playing Farming Simulator on my 360, haven't I?
Yeah.
So I'm all about tractors and, you know, mowers and stuff like that now.
And starting to crop fields, yeah. And on Farming Simulator, which Daddy's got, there's like... So when he turns his Xbox on, he puts the disc in, and there's, like, loads of tractors to choose from.
That's right, yeah.
Crop loads of fields.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like too thrilling a game, but it's quite involved. It's not just driving around in a tractor. You've got to, obviously, harvest your crops, you've got to sell your crops, you've got to upgrade your vehicles, and so on. It's very much down my alley, because I'm not into fast-paced gaming anymore. So something as relaxing as getting in a tractor and driving up and down a field for an hour suits me really well. Not like... The young kids, like you, Jack, who like to have all these fast-paced Mario games and Sonic games and stuff.
Especially, my favourite Mario game is just racing around the track with Mario Kart 8.
Mario Kart is still a really good game. And one that we've played together occasionally.
We play together, and there's some characters you still need to unlock, and there's about, I don't know, 4 that we need to get from the Nintendo eShop.
Well, I guess we'll have to get that sorted. If you want to have the full, you know, list of characters, then we're going to have to sort that out, aren't we?
And there's only one way to get all of them. By getting more than 10 coins on all the levels and being either first, second or third. And then you will unlock something new. And it's either going to be a new character, a new cart, a new 4 wheels or a new glider. So there's 4 different things you can unlock in the game. 4 different things. Characters, carts, wheels... And gliders.
Amazing. This is how informed I am by such a young person who's an expert at these things. He's teaching me the ways of Mario Kart. And I thought I knew a lot about it, but clearly I don't know enough. And you're teaching me things, Jackie boy, you really are.
Yeah. And the first time I got it, I was just like, we got Mario Kart 8, I can't wait to play it. But because when we didn't have Mario Kart 8 and I was watching loads of tutorials, the first time I played that game, I completed 3 laps, being like first or second.
Well, you see, these tutorials, they are helpful. Some people think it's cheating, and I suppose it is if you want to find your way around a course or a level when you don't have any knowledge of it prior. But
it's actually not. It's just like helping you if you don't know how to play the game. And it's not just Mario Kart 8 that has struggle. All games have tutorials to help what you have to do.
And that's important because, you know, you need help sometimes. Sometimes you haven't got the time to study what a game is about. Sometimes it helps to watch, like Jack says, a tutorial which shows you the basics of the game, how to get to certain parts of a level. And they are helpful for you, aren't they?
Tutorials are like, so say if you was on Farming Simulator, tutorials are kind of like... instructions you just for games and helps you out to get through the game quicker.
Yeah, I couldn't say about
follow the tutorial, then you won't know what to do. Like if you was on Farming Simulator without a tutorial, you'd just be cropping fields all over the place.
Imagine me as an untrained farmer. What chaos that would bring!
That would bring all the sheep out and let the cows poo everywhere.
Oh, we can't mention that on this podcast. Oh, no. I can't believe he said the P words. I can't believe it. I'm so sorry, listeners. Tut, 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 Jackie boy. He's laughing at me now. So what was initially meant to be just a little catch-up, but using Lego as our means to, and you're pardon the pun here, listeners, build the podcast up. Thank you for laughing.
Very funny joke.
Yeah, thank you. You'll get some pocket money for that, don't worry. I think it's safe to say that you are going to be a Lego fan for quite some time.
Yes. Even when I'm an old man, I'll still be a Lego fan.
That's good. See, this is what I mean. Lego's been running for a long time, and people who start playing with it as children still play with it when they're older. Like me, I'm playing with Lego, I'm building things, and I'm helping and you.
One time we did watch how Lego started out as like a carpenter, you're making wooden toys, and then they all got took away, so we had to make Lego bricks. And like the first ever thing he made out of Lego was something like a house or a car.
And look what you can do now. You can get pretty much anything in Lego form.
And I've got a garage. Like the tuning set I've got. It's got like 6 characters, 5 cars, and a garage, and a little kennel for a dog, sausage, and a little tree.
That's amazing. The detail in Lego, you know, not just in vehicles, but in characters, scenery, you know, a simple Lego base with a road marking on it. It's still really highly detailed. You know exactly what it does. You know where it's supposed to be, how you're supposed to play with it. And again, it's using your imagination. Lego is going to be with us to stay for a long time. And as long as you've got imagination and a set of bricks in front of you, you can build any kind of world you want.
And just opening that Lego set makes you feel, I can't wait to build it. Well, when I open a Lego set, when I've got one, I just think, I can't wait to build it. Because Lego is like, I always think of Lego, even when I'm in school.
Even when you're in school?
Even when I'm in school.
That's crazy.
And I feel like I'm a Lego person learning.
A Lego person learning.
Very clever Lego person.
This was a little mini episode, a little bonus episode. My boy wanted to come on and chat and sort of get back into the podcasting game, so to speak. He fancies himself as a bit of a social media star one day. So this could be, who knows, the starting block, as it were, pardon the pun again, to get him on the ladder of the fame. Thank you, Jack. Obviously, as a guest, it's always a pleasure to have people on. And even more so when it's my very own Jackie boy. Have you enjoyed coming back and being on a little mini episode?
Yes.
Do you think you'd come on again if we had something else that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. And the next episode, Charlie would probably want to come on, because then we could talk about like stuff, Sonic, Avengers, because he likes those kinds of stuff.
He does. What's his favourite superhero?
Spider-Man.
Yeah, so we could probably have a Spider-Man episode or something, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just a little mini episode. We just wanted to come on and have a little chit-chat and hope you've enjoyed listening to what makes Jackie Boy so passionate about Lego. And I'm sure out there are people who love Lego and play with it to this day. Get in touch. As always, you know, the means to get in touch with me by now, it's all at DavyA10Mins. Send me a message, comment. If you are listening via Spotify, it'd be great if you could just give me a rating. Spotify, Podchaser, Good Pods, there's various outlets where you can listen to the podcast. And please, give me a rating, a review, good or bad, and let me know what you think. Jackie boy, anything you'd like to say to the listeners?
Yes, just thank you for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day ahead of you.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'll be speaking to you soon in a forthcoming episode, and yeah, take care, have a good one. Bye.